You're tuned to The Weekend, a weekly public affairs show, which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. Good afternoon, and joining us on this edition of The Weekend are James LaMonica, Pat Lally, and Nancy Wall. And they're here to talk about the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, and we're going to talk about that, plus also a little bit about the history of the association and a big event that's coming up. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
We were discussing before the program started, and I guess, James, we can start with you, that this is the first in the state, this organization, is that correct?
That's correct. The El Paso Retired Teachers Association is the oldest association for retired teachers or school employees in the state of Texas. We're one of the oldest in the country, but we don't know exactly, you know, what the first one in the country was. But we were founded in 1945. 2 years before the national organization and 8 years before the Texas Association was founded.
Now, as far as the anniversary, this is a big anniversary. This is the 70th.
70th anniversary, that's right. We'll be having a big event on September 22nd at the Wyndham Hotel. We are hoping to have a large crowd there to celebrate our 70th anniversary. The guest speaker will be the executive director of the Texas Retired Teachers Association, Tim Lee. And we're very happy to have him. He'll be talking about issues that are of concern to retired educators, our pensions, our health care insurance. That's a major issue these days, and a few other things. And there'll be questions and answers afterwards.
And, of course, as I mentioned, joining us as well are Pat Lally and Nancy Wall. And they're here to talk also about the organization. And I'm sure that you ladies have some great stories to share with us about teaching, your teaching days. And let's start with you, Nancy. First of all, how did you get interested in teaching, becoming a teacher? Had you always wanted that?
Well, I was an Arizona native before I moved to El Paso, and I graduated in education just as the World War II was ending, and teachers were in tremendous demand at the time. And it seemed like a pretty good profession. It was a secure profession at the time. And so I did my student teaching, and I enjoyed it. So I decided that I would take a class, a third grade class, in the Arizona town of Mesa. And I taught there for 12 years before I moved to El Paso. And then I came here and taught in a little elementary school in the northeast, in the Sunrise area.
And you must have had a big impact on many of your students, including your own daughter, because your daughter was also a teacher, is that correct?
Oh, I hope I did. And I'm still in contact, believe it or not, with some of my former students that I had when I first came here in 1957. Many of them are great-grandparents now. But we get together and talk about our little elementary school. The name of our school was Wainwright School, and it was in the Sunrise area. And Sunrise Center was brand new at the time. So we served that area. Mountain Park was, many of our students came from Mountain Park. Many of them came from the area right around Sunrise Shopping Center, which was new at the time also.
And we'll get back to speak with you and also James. But as I mentioned, Pat is also with us, Pat Lally. And Pat, tell us a little bit about your experience in teaching. What got you interested in teaching?
As far back as I can remember, junior high school, it was my junior high school history teacher. And I think it was from that year on that I decided I was going to be a teacher in life, much to the regret of my family, I think. But I graduated from high school and college in East St. Louis, Illinois, Southern Illinois University, and got my teaching degree. I taught in a small town in Illinois, Columbia, Illinois, for 25 years. And by that time, many, many teacher cuts were going on. They thought population was declining. So I was underemployed or unemployed for about 5 years and got invited to come to Texas, specifically to El Paso, where I taught middle school history and language arts.
We've all heard so many stories where teachers have made a big impact on many people, and some of our great people like Abraham Lincoln and some other presidents and singers, whatever. A teacher always makes a great impact. And you just mentioned that your junior high teacher made an impact. What is it that perhaps you remember about that that wanted you to be a teacher?
There again, it was the teachers that I had and admired. You mentioned, though, Abraham Lincoln. My students used to ask me if I knew him.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't remember.
No, you read a lot about him, I'm sure. A lot of those people back then, like Abraham Lincoln, were self-taught because that's how much they valued education, and that's how you all have contributed so much to a lot of the students and the changes. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, our students, these millennial students, they don't like to read, they don't like to do this. But there's always a teacher who finds something in that person, whatever rough edge that is, and they polish it out. And all of a sudden, I think in many cases, and correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes it's the fact that these students feel like they don't have anything to offer. Perhaps it's because of the way, the home they grow up in or the neighborhood they grow up in. But suddenly a teacher pays attention to them, and all of a sudden something happens.
That's very true, and I had several teachers. I remember I had an English teacher, Mrs. Vosky. She would never let me have an idle moment. She kept handing me books, and she realized, I guess, that I really liked history, and that's one of the reasons I became a teacher was because I really liked history, and there's not much else you could do if you like history to make a living. So she started, giving me, instead of literature books, she started giving me history books to read, and she made a big impact on my life, and so did my mother. My mother was a teacher as well. In fact, I was the only one in my family who didn't have her. And my siblings laugh at me and tell me the reason I can't spell is because I didn't have her as a teacher. So,
and were you sad that you didn't have your mother? I'm sure you were.
I was not sad. I have to say, sorry, Bob, I wasn't sad. She was a very good teacher, very good at keeping people on task, and I wasn't always the most on task person. So,
tell us a little bit about this lady who founded the Teachers Association.
Well, her name is Laura Yarnell Warren, and she was born in 1884, came to El Paso in 1907, and she came here as a teacher. She came here with her husband and her sons, and she got a job as a teacher. And all through the 20s and 30s, she fought very, very hard for education in El Paso. They were making a lot of cuts in those days, cuts in salaries, cuts of women were not treated equally back in those days. If you had a husband, you were one of the first people cut because, your husband was supposed to support you, that you didn't need a job. That was the theory back in those days. She was forced to retire at age 70 in 1944. And not wanting, I guess, to just sit around and do nothing, she began the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, and her two big focuses were to eliminate the mandatory retirement age. She didn't think that that was fair, and to get a pensions for the teachers. There, in those days, there was a lot of arguments about whether teachers should have a pension or not, who should pay for it. A $40 a year pension was proposed, and it failed in the state legislature. So we've come a long way. I like to say this lady was far ahead of her time in developing support for teachers and for their retirement.
Now, when you talked about retired teachers and the fact that Ms. Yarnell Warren fought against that retirement, that just shows you the dedication and the fact that these teachers, Ms. Warren, wanted to teach, and that there should be no age limit, because as long as you have your faculties and you're willing to still work with students, that you should go as long as you can, I guess.
That's very true. And, you know, she was a teacher at El Paso High. I forgot to mention that, which El Paso High is celebrating their 100th anniversary. She was, for most of the time that she taught there, she was the chairman of the social studies department and founded the El Paso Social Studies Association. I think a lot of students back then appreciated her, liked her, and hoped that they could keep her as a teacher so that more people could benefit from what she had to offer. But unfortunately, the law said she had to go, and so they let her go.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the pension, because that's very important. And that was, the fact that she spearheaded this was very important, because a lot of people, when you just mentioned $40 a year, I mean, gosh, what's going on here? And the fact that, some people might say, well, teachers have it made because they have summers off, they have the semesters off. They don't realize that the fact that, they work very hard, and the fact that you're preparing day in and day out.
Yeah, I was a teacher. I taught social studies and computers here in El Paso. My wife was a math teacher, and it was difficult to have to come home and take care of our own kids and get their homework done and everything, get them off to bed. And then we were grading papers, we were preparing lessons. Nowadays, it's not enough just to prepare one class lesson. You've got to prepare for the variety of kids you have, for the gifted and talented kids, for the special ed kids, for the kids who can't speak English very well. Teachers do a lot of work in there, and they do a lot of that work in summer in anticipation of going back to school in the fall.
Tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up, the 70th anniversary, and some of the things that people can expect, and also who can be a part of the El Paso Teachers, Retired Teachers Association.
Okay. As far as who can be a part of the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, any retired school employee, it doesn't have to be a teacher. I've always said when I was an administrator in various schools around, I always said that everybody who worked there was a teacher. Everyone had something to teach the kids, the cafeteria ladies, the janitors, whatever. So anyone is welcome to join. They can join the El Paso Retired Teachers Association by going online to localunits.org. /El Paso RTA. It's all one without any spaces. localunits.org/El Paso RTA. And then there's a button there you can push for a membership form, and they can join the organization. When you join, it's $45, and $35 of that goes to the state. So you also become a member of the state organization, and $10 stays here for our local use. As part of the organization, one of the things that we do is 8 times a year during the school year. We don't have one in December, but we have monthly luncheons where people can gather together, and we have a nice lunch. We have these at the Wyndham Hotel, and we always have a guest speaker of some kind of informative guest speaker. If you want to make reservations for this special luncheon, you can call Lila Murphy at 915-253-5792. That's Lila Murphy. Lila's our reservation chairman. 915-253-5792.
And that's going to be later this month. Well,
that's going to be on the 22nd of February. People need to make their reservations by the 13th, because we've got to let the Wyndham know how many people are going to be there.
And tell us about the keynote speaker.
Tim Lee comes to us from Illinois. It's kind of ironic. I'm from Illinois, and Pat's from Illinois, too.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
My mother would teach kids would ask my mother if she knew Abraham Lincoln. She always said yes, of course.
I knew his Gettysburg address.
Yeah. He's from Illinois. He grew up in Springfield, went to Illinois State University, and he was the director of the teacher retirement system in Illinois. And now he came to El Paso in, I think 19. 97. I mean, that may not be correct, but he's been here for a while, and he's done an excellent job of lobbying for us. He sits on various commissions throughout the state. He's organized the Teachers Association. He's been trying to bring us kind of up into the modern world so that we're using the internet and emails to communicate and things like that. So,
how, just out of curiosity, how has that changed? And I know you all are retired, but how has social media changed the way you all teach?
Well, I don't know if Nancy wants to talk to you. She used to be in charge of the newsletter and what it took to get the newsletter out back in those days.
Well, it's still back in those days. It was before the whole world was computerized. I'd be hard-pressed now to put out any kind of publication without technology. In fact, technology is rules. And if you don't know technology, then you might as well be you might as well not be part of this culture, because it's total. So when I did the newsletter, I would go about gathering the stories that I wanted to include in the newsletter and the fact of the things that needed to be in it. Then I would go to a person who was an expert in typing, just plain old typing on a typewriter, and we would arrange the stories that were going to be printed. Then I would have them type it, and then I would take it down to the print shop for El Paso Public Schools, and they would print it for me. And then we would put it together, and some volunteers would help me fold it, and we'd put the address labels on. And then I'd take it to the post office, the bulk mailing, and we'd mail it. So I did that for about 8 years, and my life kind of revolved around that.
Because it seems like by the time you finished, it was time to write another one.
Well, it was time for me to see the world. I traveled the rest, because I didn't take the newsletter on when I was still teaching. I had been retired quite a long time before I began to do the newsletter, because I've been retired 25 years. So I did the newsletter the first week of each month that we were going to have a newsletter, and then I would take off to see the rest of the world, and I'm glad I did while it was still in one piece and able to be seen.
We are visiting with James LaMonica, Pat Lally, and Nancy Wall, and we're here to talk about the 70th anniversary of the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, and they're going to have a special luncheon on the 22nd, and Mr. Tim Lee is going to be the speaker. He is the executive director of the Texas Retired Teachers Association. And as you talked about, the fact that you got to travel and do other things, let's talk a little bit about, as retired teachers, and the fact that, you all are able to do things thanks to what Ms. Warren did and set this up. And so let's talk a little bit about, perhaps if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, to let people know that there is life after teaching, to see what you've done in your retirement. Let's start with you, Nancy. Pat.
The first thing I did when I retired, and I don't know how I found out about it, was I joined the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, because I just thought that was the thing I was supposed to do, and the state association. And it was kind of nice. I didn't have too much responsibility. I could enjoy going when I wanted to and taking part. It was a business affair because we learned a lot by going to the meetings, the luncheon meetings, in terms of our own retirement benefits and in terms of things offered to retired people. We didn't have to sit home and just be retired. So, like Nancy, I traveled and have seen, I think I've been on every continent except Antarctica now. And I have no desire to go there. But the main thing, and it's not just retired teachers, it's all retired people, is that you keep living, you keep learning. And our members are all deeply involved in charities. They're involved in social activities in El Paso. And as an organization, we encourage all of this and we take part in it.
So as you're bringing that up, let me ask you this. As part of the association, do you all have trips that you organize together, or is this individually?
This is individual. We haven't been that ambitious to be able to put together 400-plus people to want to do something like that, the same thing, put it that way.
It sounds like you need to plan a trip to Antarctica.
Could be.
Maybe. So everything you taught about, you've been able to experience now because you've been gone. You've been going to all these different places.
And a lot of it while I was still teaching. And if you're able to travel when you're teaching, that enhances the experiences, I think, that you're able to offer, especially social studies.
Yeah.
So, James, tell us about some of the things you've done.
Well, my wife and I have traveled to not as extensively as these two ladies. We're still like have to catch up with them in places that we've gone. But, you know, retired teachers, travel is nice, and lots of people do that. But one of the things that I think that I learned when I joined this organization that really fascinated me was how much they volunteer and how much they work for the community. Last year, the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, the 400 members, put in 17,000 hours of volunteering here in El Paso. The state organization, it was over 5 million. I think it was like 5,300,000 hours. Teachers, you know, you're so used to doing things for others, used to working with kids, that we don't stop. I also have to put in a plug here for grandparents everywhere, because with the high cost of daycare, a lot of our members, and that my wife and I are included in that, we spend time taking care of our grandchildren, too, to help them out.
And that's something you don't enjoy, right?
No, I do enjoy it a great deal. You know, my grandchildren are a lot of fun. And
they all here, James?
Yes, all four. My wife and I are very lucky that all four of our grandchildren are here. And our two oldest girls are just starting pre-kindergarten and kindergarten. So that's very exciting to have them come over and tell us what they did at school today and things like that.
And it's got to be interesting, too, for all of you, for your grandchildren to say, well, Grandma, Grandpa, tell us about when you were a teacher. What are some of the things that you talked about, or what are some of the things that you, I mean, like, you know, I would think that even a piece of chalk is kind of historic now, because people don't use chalk anymore, or chalkboards, blackboards. But unless you're a math teacher, I guess, then you have to use that.
They don't even use chalkboards for math. They use whiteboards. In fact, it's funny you say that. My son Anthony was just commenting. He went to Andrus, and they still use chalkboards when he was in high school there. But my daughters went to Chapin and to Silva, and there they had whiteboards and markers and things like that. So he was like, I was behind everybody else.
Blackboard is now software, right?
Yeah, it's a software now.
So one of the things that people might be wondering about is, and I see this as part of the notes here, is like, why El Paso? What caused us to be the first in the state?
I think it was really Ms. Ward that caused us to be the first in the state. She was very adamant that teachers shouldn't have to retire and that teachers should get a pension if they put in all those years helping the community, providing for the future of the community and the country, then they deserved something when it was all over.
And one of the things that we haven't touched upon, but I'm sure there are a lot of perks out there for retired teachers, educators, whatever. You get an educator's discount for certain things, and I'm sure that's something that you all have available as well, perhaps, to let people know. Like, for example, Nancy and Pat were talking about traveling around the world. I'm sure that there are a lot of perks that you all – is that correct, Nancy?
I did a lot of the traveling before I retired, and since I retired, I traveled extensively also, but I never used anything through the retired teachers.
It's most of the things that are available to retired teachers are available to any retired person. So, you know, if you're over 60, over 65, whatever the age they have, seems like every restaurant has a different age where they think you're a senior citizen, which, of course, I don't consider myself a senior citizen, but...
Unless the discount's big.
Unless the discount's big, yeah.
So tell us this luncheon, this will, it's not just a luncheon, it's an event where you're celebrating the 70th anniversary of the organization. Tell us, again, you mentioned September 13th would be the cutoff date, but what do people need to know as far as, do you all have a Facebook page? Do you have a web page that people can go to find out more about the organization?
Yes, we do. We have a web page. It's localunits.org / El Paso RTA, and there's no spaces in any of that. And that will get you to our web page, and there's information there about who the officers are with contact information. There's a button that you can push to get a form to fill out to join the organization. And there's information about the luncheon. There's a section where you can read back all the old newsletters if you want to go back and look and see the kinds of things we've done in the past. One other thing I do want to mention about the luncheon, if you're going to come, we also, at every one of our luncheons, we have what we call a mini project, where we collect things that are needed by other people. And in September, we're collecting back-to-school supplies for the Salvation Army. So... we encourage people to bring some school supplies with them when they come to the luncheon, too.
And this, again, is going to be at the Wyndham?
Wyndham Hotel, the Wyndham Airport Hotel there, right by the airport, right in front of the Conquistador statue.
And by going to the webpage, as you just mentioned, is that where they would make the reservations? Or
no,
do they need
to
call a special number?
Yeah, they have to call Lila Murphy, and her number is 215-253-5792.
That number again is 253-5792, and that is Lila Murphy. And this is regarding the association's the 70th anniversary of the Texas Retired Teachers Association. And that's just so impressive that not only are you one of the biggest, but the first in the state. And that's something that El Paso should be proud of, because we have the best teachers, right?
We do.
Well, thank you, ladies, very much for being with us here today, and also James. We've been visiting with James LaMonica, Pat Lolly, and Nancy Wall, and they're here. They were here to talk about the El Paso Retired Texas Teachers Association, and they're going to be celebrating their 70th anniversary at is it a dinner or a luncheon?
It's a luncheon.
It's a luncheon.
It's at noon.
And it's at noon, and if you need additional information, you need to call 253-5792. That's again 253-5792, and that is Lila Murphy. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. Our producers are Eddie Rosales and Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Louis Sainz.